It's the first official visit of an Israeli leader in more than a decade, and it comes only a few weeks after Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi extended the invitation to Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. It also comes at a time when relations between the two countries have reached unprecedented levels since the peace agreement between Egypt and Israel was signed in 1979.
We have two levels. We have the bilateral level and you have the regional level. I'm quite sure that in the regional level there will be most salient issues to be discussed. Iran and Hamas. On the bilateral, my hope is, I don't know if they will do something concrete, my hope is that Egypt will change its stance because we have to work very hard to restitute the real relationship on this bilateral level. It doesn't exist.
Security cooperation is the bedrock of the relationship between the two countries. And since Sisi came to power 8 years ago, intelligence and military ties have grown stronger. Israel agreeing that Egyptian forces in breach of the Camp David Accord entered the demilitarized zone in the Sinai Peninsula to fight ISIL. And then there's Gaza, prime concern for both countries. Egypt brokered the ceasefire during the 11 days war on Gaza in May. Turning that into a long-term cessation of hostilities has proven more difficult. Both countries also wary of Iran's growing influence at their borders. But the Middle East is changing, and with it, the nature of the ties between Egypt and Israel. Sisi's stance appears to be more embracing.
We have to remember that this comes against the backdrop of the normalization agreements that were signed last year between Israel and four Arab countries. This represents a type of opportunity for a country like Egypt to become more public, if you will, about its relationship with Israel. Obviously, there's a strategic relationship there. There's an economic relationship. But I think the Sisi administration, the Sisi regime, rather, views this as an opportunity to become more public, a chance to curry favor with the Biden administration in the United States.
Bennett has described the meeting held in the sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh as very good. But without a resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the Egyptian leader won't have the backing of his people. A recent poll showed that only 13% favored relations between the two countries. This visit could signal the rebooting of an agreement often described as a cold peace. Hadad Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera.